True spiritual authority may not be seen as an exalted position. In fact, in the scriptures, it's the opposite. Let's talk about that today in the Word. Good morning, and welcome back to The Day in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer. Thank you for joining us, whether you're here on the YouTube or our podcast. We're in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians in some of subjects that I like talking about because it is so practical in the body of Christ. Today, we're going to identify what true spiritual authority looks like and why God reveals what He does often to those who are lowly and might be seen as foolish to the world. You remember He says, God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. For the things that are what wisdom of God, it's foolishness to the world. Well, so it is, I believe, among carnal Christians. Carnal Christians have in their mind the same mindset as the world. And I trust that we hear that as we walk through these scriptures and God deals with our heart. We're going to look at verse 8 through 13 today in 1 Corinthians 4. You are already full. Now, listen, Paul sounds like he's being sarcastic here, and I think he really is, but he's making a statement when he says, in light of the world, this is what you look like. Not with God, but in the light of the world. When he says that you're already full, you're already rich, that's the wisdom of the world. They would be seen as very successful, as already accomplished, and not needing Paul at all. But the opposite is true. Just like Jesus said to the church, you say you're rich, but you're really poor. Well, look at this. Let's start again here in verse 8. You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. I'm going to stop there for a moment before we go further. This passage has stayed with me since the mid-1980s. I remember meditating upon this passage, mowing my grass one day and asking, God, why would Paul say we're made a spectacle to angels? I can understand men because I understand the realm in which we live in. And so that passage has always been really interesting to me. And what comes to me on this is that in the natural realm of man, he's dealing with mankind, and the kingdom realm with angels, or in the spiritual realm with angels, they don't see it the same. Here in this world, we're dealing with the flesh. We're always wanting to be first. We're always wanting to say, Jesus, can I sit on this right hand and that left hand? Who's the greatest among us, Jesus? Who's going to be picked? You know, we just have orphan hearts. Pick me, pick me, pick me. I wonder if I'm valuable enough. I wonder if I'm good enough. And all of that is from not knowing our place in the Father and fully received, fully accepted, and being what Paul has said, just receive what God gives me, the grace, and being faithful with that as a steward. Now he says, however, you're thinking that you're full. You're thinking that you're rich. You're thinking that you reign, is really what he's saying. And he said, I wish that you were, because then we would reign with you. Then he says, however, I think that God has displayed us. He said, the apostles last as men condemned to death. Now, why would that be so? You see, in order for God to entrust spiritual authority with someone, they cannot be seen as exalted. True spiritual authority is not about that person. See, all authority is delegated authority. Our biggest mistake comes when we think we have authority. See, if I, Glenn Schaefer, thinks I have authority, I'm going to abuse it. I'm going to demand. I'm going to argue with you. I'm going to get in your face. I'm going to contend with you. But I think, wait a minute, that's not my authority. I'm a steward. It's been delegated to me. If all authority is delegated, then where did that authority come from? It had to come from God. And if you don't see it, I can't insist upon it. That's why Paul constantly made the argument, we're going to see here in Corinthians, about his place with them, but he did not command. He said, I have a right to command you. In fact, one place he said, I have the right to command you, but I'm persuading you. I'm appealing to you. Why? Because he's moving in true spiritual authority, not intimidation, not abuse, not in power that we see in men. So he says, in order to have spiritual authority as apostles, we have to be seen as last. God has made us the offscum of the earth. He said, not only with men, but with angels. But why angels? Because the angels don't deal with the flesh. They've never had to deal with the fallen nature. Now we understand God has to make those who have spiritual authority seen as the offscum of the earth in order he can entrust spiritual authority. The first has to be made last, so to speak. You know, first apostles, secondarily prophets, and thirdly teachers, and after that work of miracles, is not a pattern of hierarchy of importance, but it's only order. Just like you'd count to 10, you need 1, 2, 3 in order. The 3's not less important than the 1 or vice versa, but there has to be an order to get there. So God speaks of the order of the church, and as he's placed people in the church, not as men see, as exalted. See, in the kingdom, God's come and turned the pyramid upside down. And among the Gentiles, he says, they exercise authority over one another. That word exuadzo means to bring under the power. But he said, in the kingdom, that can't be so. It ought not to be so. It can't be so. So we cannot exercise authority in the kingdom. We move in authority. And if people see it, they see it. If they don't, God has to deal with it. And we can persuade, but we cannot manipulate. We cannot coerce. And there's a lot of that going on in the body of Christ. I know, as a leader, I've been around for half a century, and I know that that happens all the time. And it's allowed, and it's celebrated. Right now in the body of Christ, there's a lot of things going on that's uncovering this and showing where there's been abuse of power and where there is narcissism in the church and where there's things that's going on. Their eyes are being opened. Well, it's always been the issue. Paul is dealing with it right here. So he says, God has made us apostles look as though we're last because among the angels, they know their place. You know, the angels don't say, well, why am I not Michael? You know, he's an archangel. Why aren't I? No, they know God placed them and created them, and they're okay with it. They're not dealing with the fallenness of their mind. See, they're not dealing with the flesh. And even it said in Jude, that Michael did not bring a railing accusation against Lucifer. And you would think of all people, he would have had the right to rebuke him. But he said, the Lord rebuke you. He didn't take it upon himself. And that's because he understands the place that God has given us. The angels look at us, they go, man, why are these apostles spectacles? I mean, why are they being made less? Why are they being made so low? Why are they being the offscum of the earth? So it's a spectacle to the angels. To men, it's obvious why those who have spiritual authority have to be made a spectacle. In fact, if God's going to use you in spiritual authority, you're going to go through some testings and some trials and some humility and some brokenness before you actually move in spiritual authority. If you've never walked through brokenness and dealings and uncovering in your life and all those things, you're not going to move in spiritual authority. You're going to move in manipulations. You're going to move in your high power personality. You're going to speak about your potential and how you're going to raise people up in their potential. And you're going to use humanism to promote the church rather than the work of Christ. Well, he says, we are fools for Christ's sake. To this present hour, we are hungry and thirst. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, offscouring of all things until now. He's saying we're not even trying to vindicate ourselves. When people misuse us, we bless them. When they defame us, when they persecute us, we endure it. We entreat them. We're nice to them when they're mean to us. Oh, that's the opposite of the American or any fleshly way. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back twice as hard. I'm going to show you who's in charge. That's not the kingdom of God. That's not spiritual authority. Who do you think you are? You need to look at my title. You need to call me by this name. That is nothing but the flesh. And so God is dealing with that in the church. Well, I hope you see that in this passage, Paul is dealing with what is true spiritual authority. I love it. Thank you for following us today in the Word.